A new study commissioned by the Interior Ministry has suggested that the neo-Nazi movement in the Czech Republic, estimated as 4,000 strong with 400 hardcore members, is successfully pushing an agenda of hatred and racism in troubled parts of the country. As it stands, the last decade or so saw a number of arson attacks against ethnic Roma families, including a highly publicized case where a toddler barely survived and was left with lifelong disabilities. According to the latest report, unless more comprehensive measures are taken soon, racially motivated attacks spurred by the neo-Nazi movement could only increase. Jan Wellinger spoke to political analyst Miroslav Mareš, who headed the project.
From the point of view of neo-Nazism, is the situation relatively stable? However, what we see now is the rise of the usual racism. We can see the involvement of normal population in the anti-Roma riots, and the neo-Nazis are only drivers of some violent activities, mostly the anti-Roma prejudices. Of course, there's a lot of problems within the so-called Roma question. However, now we can hear the racist statements also from the local politicians from non-extremist parties. And, of course, some extremists now are saying the established political forces use our traditional program.
Are they successful in pushing their agenda?
Yeah, they are successful in pushing this agenda, and of course they are now active on public demonstrations. In the last 1st May demonstration, 1st May rally in Brno, it was typical because some members of neo-Nazi SEN participated on the demonstration, the rally of Workers' Party of Social Justice.
You've just gotten back from Brussels, where you were at a conference examining the problem of extremism. To what degree is the rise of the right a pan-European problem?
It is a European problem, because we can see various kinds of extremism. We can see this extremism of established political parties or the far-right parties, for example, in Hungary. On the other hand, we can see also the growing militancy of some parts of extremist spectrum, including the phenomena of rising extremist terrorism, as we've seen last year in Norway, the act of Anders Breivik, or now the group National Socialist Underground in Germany, or the stable neo-Nazi terrorism in Russia, or the neo-Nazi group Death Squad in Hungary in 2009. I think that the rising extremist scene is security threat also from the point of view of political violence and terrorism.
One of the key findings of your study is that there could be a type of attack or continued attacks against Roma families in the Czech Republic within the next 5 years. This threat is one, obviously, that needs to be taken seriously.
Yeah, this so-called Roma question is the most important profile field of contemporary extreme right, and maybe that because the traditional parties, the established parties, now use the anti-Roma rhetoric, maybe it could be also something as a background for the more militant activities of this neo-Nazi scene against Roma. This arson attacks, these Molotov cocktails, they are relatively cheap on one hand, however effective on the other hand.
What are some comprehensive means that the government should take, some steps that should be taken in order to combat the deepening of this problem?
So maybe that's the most important conclusion is the aiming to the prevention of such activities, to the prevention of extremist ideas within the young generation. Yeah, I think that the repressive mechanism that exists in Czech Republic, however, what is bigger problem is the lack of prevention on the primary schools, in high schools, etc.
That was political analyst and extremism expert Miroslav Mareš talking to Jan Wellinger.